237.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio@youcanruninternational.com. That's radio@youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
Little extra carryover for all of you rocker people and folks that don't know, you can run, or Sons of Liberty, along with the ministry You Can Run But You Cannot Hide International, was the ministry that was in the New York Times. If you'd like to see that article, go on sonsoflibertyradio.com. Has a band called Junkyard Prophet. Now, that was not Junkyard Prophet music, but they are rockers. And many of you folks like rock music, and you may not be aware, but if you check out our site, junkyardprophet.com, that's prophet like in the Bible, you're going to get a new taste and a new flavor of aggressive rock that doesn't put all the immorality and trash and garbage. Now, King David liked rock as well. He said, play skillfully unto the Lord with a loud noise. King David talked about crashing cymbals, intense music. And this generation loves that style of music, but we've got to give them direction and aim, and that's exactly what we do with the band Junkyard Prophet. So if you're a music connoisseur, if you've got a young son or daughter, you want to get the CD. It's called The Price. That was the latest one. You can download it on iTunes, Junkyard Prophet, like in the Bible. Or go to junkyardprophet.com, and you can find our most recent music videos that we've put up there. The band is touring, and what is the purpose? The purpose is to bring the message of the Sons of Liberty to America and enlighten this generation. Because I'll tell you what, folks, this president has one thing right. He goes to the youth. We had brought it up, I think it was last week, 66% of his vote in the last election came from people 18 to 30. 18 to 30, folks, that's only 12 years between those two ages, and that's 66% of the vote. And where are we to scoop that vote? We've got to speak their language. And again, the band is Junkyard Prophet. Another thing, too, I want to bring up is it's easy to follow us. A lot of the stuff that we talk about, a lot of the topics, a lot of the issues that we're covering, you can find it right on Facebook. Now, many people maybe don't use Facebook, but folks on our website at sonsoflibertyradio.com, the easiest way to find our Facebook page is go to the right upper corner and just click on it and like the page. And then you'll get fed with all of our news releases. Now, we don't inundate you with billions of stories, because frankly, a lot of stories that folks are hitting people with, especially in the conservative press, aren't even worth talking about. We're talking about victories like today. There was a victory because Christians stood. Now, our friends at Liberty Council have actually represented us on an issue recently. And we've got a victory, and we're going to tell you more about that next week as it breaks. We're going to share the story with you. But when Christians stand, folks, we win. If you're willing to stand, well, some people say, well, I stood, but then eventually I fell. No, you got to keep standing. And if you do fall, you get back up. Because David said that the righteous may fall multiple times, but the Lord will always uphold him in his righteousness, because it's his righteousness that we stand in. The Ten Commandments were the ACLU and the Freedom from Cuckoo Religion Organization or something. Some other law firm that probably got a settlement because somebody died, so they got a life insurance policy that they're using up right now. Because I can't imagine that anybody would donate to clowns like this that want to destroy your religious liberties when our liberties are found in the foundation of being under God. We hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal. Created, endowed by their, who? Their creator. What kind of a lunatic, mentally ill, sick person would develop a law firm to try to eliminate God from society? Well, I guess there's two people out there in this country of over 300 million people that did it. And hey, maybe they're not even from this country. But here they went trying to come up against the school board because of a poster that had the Ten Commandments on it that talked about the roots of our republic and our democratic system based in the republic of laws. Our roots were founded in many people like John Locke, King David, the roots of our system of government, England, English common law, William Blackstone, and the Ten Commandments. Why? Because common law is based on the Ten Commandments. And here they had a poster, and these lunatics were trying to get this removed. Well, the school board stood up, and what they did is they got together with Liberty Council, our friends out on the East Coast from Virginia. They're fighters, folks. Matter of fact, what was it, four out of the first five presidents? Well, four out of the first six presidents were from Virginia. Two of them happened to be from Boston. They were related, son and father, John Adams and John Quincy Adams. But the rest of them from Virginia, literally, Liberty got its start there, between there and Boston, between there and Massachusetts. And this firm stood up and said no, and they beat them back. Folks, this happens all the time. Christians, when you stand, you're willing to stand. Having done all to stand, Christ gives you the victory. Another thing we're commanded to, I don't know, some people are like, well, you know, that's brave, you know, to stand and to get the victory. Wow, those are great people. It's not an issue of it's an option for you to stand, honestly. In Christianity, it's not an option. If you are a Christian, like I was teaching, we have a homeschool group and I was teaching this morning in history class. If you are a Christian, we were talking about India and how ridiculously stupid the Hindu religion is. It just is. It's morally deprived them, and that country is one of the most destitute, poor countries in the world because of their religion. Christians saw what was going on there, and guess what? They infiltrated and went to it. But the hierarchy of the religious structure there hated the Christians because what they were bringing in is liberty and light to people. And folks, we as Christians, that's what we do in this country. We go to where the darkness is. If you're not going to darkness, it's not an issue of bravery. It's an issue of love. Do you love that Christ of which you say you serve? And folks, we love liberty. Therefore, we love the Christ that gives the liberty. For where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. We're going to have Mr. Larry Pratt on our next segment to talk about some of those liberties. We'll be right back at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Farmers keep their livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Avoid 900 different diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients. Check out sonsoflibertyteam.com, order your Healthy Start Pack, and get your 90 for life, or call 855-301-TEAM. Essential, not optional. 90 for life at sonsoflibertyteam.com, or 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking with LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge. You'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
All right, folks, we're back again. As I said at the last break, Larry Pratt with the Gun Owners of America is going to be with us on this segment, but I have to cover a couple things before we get on the air with him. And we're going to be speaking about our Second Amendment to the Bill of Rights, the rights that God has given us. Folks, if you want to follow us on Facebook, I already gave you the directions, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Also, you can follow Bradley Dean on Facebook or follow him on Twitter. Now, folks, Twitter is an interesting concept, and I'll tell you what, it gets information across the world really fast. It's very dynamic. If you don't have an account, go ahead and get one. Follow Bradley Dean, that's Bradley, L-E-E, Dean, 1, the number 1, on Twitter. Bradley Dean, 1, on Twitter. We've also started this today, just got released actually last night, the WorldNet Daily column. Bradley's latest column is Modern Conservatives, Spineless Capitulators. And why do we say stuff like that? Because of the very topic that we're going to talk about today. And with us today, we have Mr. Larry Pratt from Gun Owners of America, that's Gun Owners of America, gunowners.org. Is that correct, Larry? Thank you for being with us today.
That's where folks will find us, at gunowners.org. Thank you very much.
Awesome. And a very dynamic website. Also, too, I want to draw your attention, all you listeners, to two posts that I've just put up on Facebook. Bradley did a video. It's called 56 Million Exterminated Under the Guise of Gun Control. And the second one is this most recent topic that ties into that. It's a very good, you know, some people, maybe you have relatives that think, why are you so insane about guns? All you talk about is guns, guns, guns. It's the liberty teeth of America. It's the liberty teeth of America. We've got to protect our rights. And this video is a great thing to shoot to those people that are relatives, friends, coworkers that don't seem to understand where gun control leads to. Larry, recently, 100 members of Congress, and some of them, I believe, are spineless capitulators, they actually wrote a letter to the president trying to persuade him to back out of this UN gun treaty. Can you give us some background on this story?
Well, for some time, the administration has been closeted at UN headquarters in New York, where...
New what? What was that called? New what?
New York.
Okay, New York. What's that Virginian accent?
A visceral description of the city.
Well, one thing's for sure, you can't get the big freezies there anymore, right?
There's a whole lot of things that you can't get in New York, and if you did, you probably wouldn't want it anyway. It's such a good place not to go to.
Sure.
Anyway, I was in a taxi cab on the way to the airport one time. I think it was the last time I was in New York, and I said to the taxi driver, nothing personal, sir, but your city, it just sucks. And he said, you're right. If you ain't here, don't come. And if you're here, get out.
That's what he said. And he lives there.
Yes.
Well, that must be part of the definition of insanity, right?
Well, if you're trapped economically, what are you going to do?
Yep.
Like a TSA agent I was talking to the other day, you know, I said, this is such a stupid thing that your superiors have you doing. She said, look, I need a job.
Oh.
That broke my heart.
Yeah.
So, anyway, you ask an intelligent question, and I went on a rabbit trail. What was the question?
We're back to the members of Congress. I think there was 100 of them. It was a bipartisan thing. Of course, mostly Republicans. But they had wrote a letter to Mr. Obama and said, you need to back out of this UN gun treaty because we don't think it's a good thing. They wrote a bold letter.
Right. Well, I think it keeps the issue in front of people, and that certainly was a good idea. I don't think they're going to get Obama to do anything that would be constitutional, that would be in keeping with his oath of office. That's just not the way the guy is.
Mm-hmm.
But it certainly is helpful to draw attention to the fact that in whichever area you may want to talk about, the guy is running roughshod over the Constitution. He's ruling as if, or reigning, as if he were a king.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, I think, a very alarming thing. He's declared executive privilege over documents pertaining to the Fast and Furious scandal, which now seems to be up to a body count of some 400. And when he invokes executive privilege, since it heretofore has been limited to presidential conversations with White House advisors, you wonder, what's he got to protect?
Mm-hmm.
You know, as ISA said, I wasn't going there until he invoked this this order of privilege. And he said, now it makes us think that there's something there we got to find out about.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, let me ask you a question on that. You said the body count is up to about 400 due to Fast and Furious. Why in the world, during the week of 4th of July, was nobody talking about it after what happened with Eric Holder? And what happened with the president? Why wasn't mainstream even talking about it? I'm talking conservative mainstream even.
Well, they have to be paying attention to Mike Vanderbo and David Kodria on their blogs. Mike's is Sipsy Street Irregulars, and David Kodria blogs on thegunexaminer.com. But if you don't have access, if you don't go to those sites, if you're not signed up for their publishing, their blogging, chances are you just won't see anything. Obviously, the Democrat media is protecting the Democrats that committed the mass murder because they know that it's kind of difficult to run for re-election with blood-soaked hands.
Yep.
There's never been an American administration involved in a scandal where there were a pile of dead bodies. I mean, Richard Nixon is infamous for Watergate, but that was a burglary.
Yeah.
That was a nothing burglary.
Nothing compared to this.
Exactly.
Now, let me ask you a question then. Okay, so we've got these congressmen. Now, writing a letter, I get what you're saying. Bring the attention, get it in the media, get it in the press, stir it around. Obama's not listening to no letters. He's not listening to anything that anybody who has stood up to him to do until... Why are people not bringing this guy in the chopping block, talking about impeachment, talking about removal, talking about crimes against the American people? We see right now, through treaty, he's trying to usurp the Constitution, trying to go over the authority of Congress. He already did it with his executive privileges that he laid down for Mr. Eric Holder, saying to Congress he's thumbing his nose at him, and that's the American people.
Well, the contempt of Congress citation, I believe, is going to be more than just an attention getter, because within hopefully a couple more weeks, Chairman ISA will be able to file a formal presentment with the department, with the D.C. Federal Court of Appeals.
Yep, I've heard that, yep.
And if they find in the House's favor, or more likely after they rule as liberals might rule, and it goes to the D.C. Court of Appeals, and where there may well be a ruling in favor of the House, in favor of the citation, then a court order would be issued to Holder, cough up the documents. And if he doesn't, then he goes to jail.
Okay, now
my guess is that he would rather go to jail on contempt of court
and be a martyr,
which might be a matter of several months, than go to jail based on what could be in those documents, which could be several lifetimes in jail.
So why not get the House police and go in and get the documents?
They could do that, and hopefully that actually could be something that's part of what they have in mind. They're going through the steps carefully. Their excuse for taking so long to even file with the court is that there's only been one other time when something like this was done, so they want to make sure they dot all their I's. Well, that's a good-sounding excuse. Maybe it's true.
Well, I hope that it is.
This can happen, assuming that they're another couple of weeks away, no more. There's probably time even for an appeal to be decided before the election. And it certainly means that Fast and Furious and the murder machine that the Justice Department was operating will be on full display during the election.
Mm-hmm. Woo! Okay, so that's judgment that needs to happen here, folks. We've got a caller, speaking of New York, actually from Long Island, and I won't insult you, Bill. Thank you for calling, but you're talking about he's saying 80% of people have lost their right to bear arms through a tax code. Bill, go ahead with your question. You've got the gun expert, Mr. Larry Pratt, with Gun Owners of America, gunowners.org.
Yes, yes, and this is Bill from Oyster Bay, Long Island, the home of Theodore Roosevelt. And by the way, I am in the belly of the beast here in New York. If you love liberty, you have to be ready to be behind enemy lines. Basically, my question is and the reason why I'm glad I'm speaking to Gun Owners of America is because when I tried to speak to the National Rifle Association, I said, what do you think about stealth gun control? And then I was asked, what do you mean by stealth gun control? I said, that's when guns and control are never mentioned, but you make everything a felony. And 80% of all people in the United States, not on the state level, but on the federal level, banned for the rest of their life from owning firearms would be convicted under the tax code or something else involving something financial.
Okay, and, Bill, I've got a pause here. We're going to go to a break. We're talking about stealth gun control with Bill from Long Island. We have Mr. Larry Pratt from Gun Owners of America, gunowners.org. We'll be right back on the next segment. Stay tuned in.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they are also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever, camel milk. Camel milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and camel milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And camel milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta casein intolerant and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the spring special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com, CamelMilkForSale.com.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. I was going to say welcome back to the folks of Sons of Liberty. Well, welcome back, folks, to the Sons of Liberty. That sounds even better. WND Bradley's latest column is up. You can find it on our Sons of Liberty Facebook page. It's Modern Conservatives, Spineless Capitulators. And right now, we are talking about some of those capitulators and how they have watched this administration consistently. You know, you could say spit in their face, give them the finger, you name it, but they're not listening to a Republican-controlled House of Representatives. They're breathing all big and bad, and right now the gun issue is hot on the table because of what's going on in the UN. And we have a listener right now named Bill from Long Island, New York City, that has a question for Mr. Larry Pratt regarding stealth gun control. Larry, do you want to give this a stab based on the question he asked last segment, or do you need Bill to kind of explain it a little more?
No, it's fine, I think. The only example of tax on guns that was intended to be prohibitive was the $200 machine gun tax that was passed back in 1934. At the time, it was probably somewhat prohibitive. It would have been equivalent, I guess, to something like $2,000-$3,000 today,
Woo.
Doubling the price of a machine gun, if you will. But while this is still on the wish list of anti-gunners, to my knowledge, they've never been able to do that again since then.
Sure, gotcha. Well, Bill, we actually lost Bill. Bill, if you want to call back, you're more than welcome. And folks, if you want to call in, it's 877-807-9977. 877-807-9977. You have got the expert on the Second Amendment here in America, folks. This is Mr. Larry Pratt. He's been with gun owners for quite some time. You want to get a membership with that organization as well. Protect your rights. And these guys are working the hill so that your rights can remain protected so you can fight and do other things that God has called you to do in your lives. Now, one thing that concerns me with this topic, and again, we've posted it on Facebook at Sons of Liberty, Obama is told to back off the UN gun treaty. That's what's happening right now. But for some reason, while the treaty is still in draft stages, because it is, The United Nations is beginning a month-long process beginning this week to craft the final details of the treaty. Now, the excuse is we need to regulate guns going from one border to the other so no third world country regimes are given guns that might go blow up their neighbor or control their people. I think it's baloney. I think the UN has always been targeted at America because it's the only way that we can excuse having foreign powers come in and tell America what to do or drag America into foreign wars all over the country. Larry, does this concern you, what's going on right now, and why?
Well, the arrogance of these control freaks that assume that they're just naturally part of the ruling class makes you want to go and just put a padlock on the UN building and give the title to the Marriott Corporation to run it properly.
Has anybody tried that, by the way? That's a good idea.
It would look so much better with their signage on it. And instead of the twisted gun barrel out in front, you'd have maybe a depiction of happy children frolicking in the play yard or something like that.
Something about freedom. You're right.
Yeah.
I agree.
I just don't see anything like that going anywhere. Once the treaty might get signed, perhaps even next week, you can sign a treaty. That doesn't mean the Senate is going to do anything.
That's right.
My guess is that Harry Reid is going to look at that and say to Obama, don't even think about presenting it to the Senate. You want to kill your guys? I can't bring that thing up. That's toxic.
It doesn't seem like Obama cares recently. Everything he's doing is a gun to his... it's like a kamikaze Bradley brought the other day. He's just crashing his plane.
I think it's born out of his arrogance, his total narcissism, so that he's totally tone-deaf to what's going on. And imagine, during the run-up to the 2010 election, his twin brother, Eric Holder, mm-hmm. and twin brother spiritually, psychologically, politically, Pelosi was so alarmed by Holder publicly stating the need to reenact the Clinton gun ban that she had to tell him, shut up. Now, we all know how pro-gun Nancy Pelosi is.
Yep.
It's just that she's got some political sense. Not a whole lot, but she had that much to know that that's the third rail of American politics. But you don't want to touch that, for goodness sakes.
I don't know how you'd really explain that. If she was on or off the meds that particular day, she had a little sensibility. People believe that the United States should be able to, this administration believes the United States should be prey to what the UN comes out with. In other words, they should follow UN laws. But, folks, you've got to understand, the way it's written in Congress is there's a loophole they try to create out of the fact that treaties made, which shall be made under the authority of the United States, not the Constitution, shall be the supreme law of the land. This is Article 6. But Congress has all authority over everything, including your guns. Let's not buy into this. Oh, they're in dark rooms and making closets and deals. Let's impeach them because they're clowns and that's why they're doing it, because they're anti-American. But at the same token, they have no authority over the Congress, over we the people, which explains why we need people like Larry Pratt and his organization, Gun Owners of America, so that we can keep this in the face of people of what they're trying to do. Now, here's a question, Larry, and maybe you can give a better analogy to this. But a man that has rights, that has no means to protect those rights, is he really free?
Well, he doesn't really have rights because he's vulnerable, and a man that can't protect them is typically ends up as a slave.
So a political person doesn't come out on the pulpit and say, I'm going to take away the rights of the people. But if through the back door they try to grab the guns, what are they essentially doing?
Well, it's for the children.
That's
the excuse that they will use, mm-hmm. that guns can fall into the hands of the wrong people. When that said, that always says to me, that person thinks I'm the wrong person, and they think you're the wrong person. Yeah. And so they're just using that as a cover for universal disarmament. Mm-hmm. And anybody that says they're trying to do something for our own good and they're going to compel us to do it, I think it's time for pushback.
I agree. Now, let me ask you a question and leave us with some hope here on this, okay? Who is pushing back right now? Who can we stand behind? Is the representative from South Carolina, Gowdy, Is he a good guy? Is he pressing for this, Larry? You know these
Gowdy
people.
And Issa, the chairman of that committee, have been outstanding. Amen. We didn't know anything about Gowdy before he came to Congress, and he turns out to be using his considerable skills as a prosecutor to
handle
himself really well on the committee. And Issa, who's not an attorney, just the wealthiest man in Congress, and he made his $300 million all by himself, he's clearly a man of impressive intellect and character. And the way he has conducted that committee tells me that we ought to be hollering for Issa for Speaker.
Yep.
So when the Republicans come back the next time and presumably have a, hopefully, an even bigger majority, it would be Daryl Issa whose name gets tossed into the mix. Maybe some people don't know it, but in the Senate there was actually a contest for Roy Blunt's seat, and Ron Johnson got, I don't know, 20-plus votes. It wasn't enough, obviously, to get to carry, but it was a substantial opposition within that minority, barely minority caucus. And if that can happen in the Senate, I would hope that with an even stronger conservative presence in the House, hopefully next time, because it's beginning to look like a number of quite good candidates will prevail, that we could see a change in leadership. Apparently, Republicans have come to a point where even they might be willing to push within their own caucus, because in the past, they've been very reluctant to do that.
And right now, at this time, folks, this is the time. This is where leaders are made. And going back to even the article that Bradley just put out today on World Net Daily, modern conservative spineless capitulators, they go a step behind. We have the time to take the high ground. It's practically laying there for us. Now, Larry, Bill from Long Island has just called back in, and I want to give him, out of courtesy, I want to give him an opportunity to explain his question to you. So, Bill, go ahead with your question for Mr. Larry Pratt from Gun Owners of America.
Yeah, I'm hoping to get further with you than with the NRA, who just says that if something is a felony, they don't want to hear about it, even if it's in the tax code. I wasn't talking about tax laws on guns. We have 1,400 pages of the tax code on the federal level. The state is something else. And 80% of all people who are told they're no longer going to be able to get a gun for the rest of their life being convicted under the tax code or some other financial code. And an example of that is the federal government doesn't like the fact that you, as a dentist, for example, declared a part of your house as a business expense, an office attached to your house. Okay, now there's a felony conviction. You lost your gun rights, and it wasn't called gun control. It was just creating a felony out of what was once a misdemeanor. And so my question is, what are you going to do about trying to maybe have these financial convictions not result in a loss of gun rights, or after somebody serves a sentence on one of these financial charges, that a period of time equal to the statute of limitations, but after conviction, would be a statute of expungement? So my question is, what are you going to do about gun rights recovery?
Awesome. Thank you, Bill. We got 60 seconds, Larry. You got an answer?
Well, to start with, we don't think there should be any federal felonies, period. Where in the Constitution is there jurisdiction for the federal government to criminalize things which by right remain at the state level? So that's one way.
Great point.
To return to the Constitution and the problem goes away. And to the extent that there would be need to deal with people that have been labeled a federal felon, in order to make sure that's clear, you just have a universal expungement, a universal amnesty, so that there's a total restoration of rights, and tell the next attorney general that wants to try something like that that we'll put him in jail.
Awesome. Larry Pratt with Gun Owners of America. You can find him at gunowners.org. Thank you so much for being with us today, Larry. We've got another caller on the way in, so folks will pick you up then. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We'll be right back. Final segment.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Alli-Van has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and cost less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com, healthproducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Alli-C or Alli-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
Attention business owners and individuals who owe the IRS. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call Certified Tax now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals who specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. We won't waste your time. Instead, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. And you can become a client right now. We've settled millions of dollars in tax issues for a fraction of the cost. Find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking at your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. We know the tax laws, and we act fast. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. 1-800-685-9751. Remember, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. Tax guaranteed. Call Certified Tax at 800-685-9751. That's 800-685-9751. Again, 800-685-9751.
We're back to the Sons of Liberty. This is the final segment, 877-807-9977. Thank you for all your calls today, folks. 877-807-9977. Now, interestingly enough, Bradley is actually in the studio today. He just brought up a point that it's not the people that commit the crimes that they want the guns from. It's the people that haven't committed any crimes that they want the guns from. This tells you what it's all about. See, criminals forfeit their rights when they commit crimes. People that have rights forfeit their rights when they don't have a way to protect their rights. Now, Blue in Tennessee, thank you for holding over the break. She has a question for Larry Blue. I'm going to let you ask the question, and then I'm going to let Larry Pratt with Gun Owners of America give an answer. So go ahead, Blue.
All right, thank you. Larry, we've spoken several times before on a variety of different radio shows, but my question for you is now that I understand and I truly believe in the bottom of my heart that we will not get to the next election. I do believe in the bottom of my heart that Barack Obama will declare martial law. If martial law is enacted, there are two different groups of thought that are out there. One would be that the people take over by civil disobedience or there should be a military coup. And it, through oathkeepers, there is that possibility, and how strong of that possibility is there that they will take back over our government and restore it to our nation?
Quite a question. Thank you, Blue, for your question. Mr. Pratt?
Well, most people with whom I've spoken have the greatest confidence that the military would look at such an order and say, so who's going to enforce it?
Amen. That's right. That's exactly right.
You can issue the order there, Mr. Narcissist.
Yep.
But you and who else is going to do it?
That's right.
See you on the basketball court there, Skinny.
You heard that on the Sons of Liberty. That was awesome. Who's going to enforce it? That's exactly right. See, we get this mentality of us against them and the big government. They got control of the military. No, the military is people like you and us. It's our sons. It's our daughters. It's our grandfathers. It's our aunts and our uncles. They're fighting to protect our liberties.
And I would say at a minimum, 85% of the people in the military, because from my own experience, I think I only know one that's maybe, well, two, because a colonel in the Marine Corps called in one time. It said he was a colonel in the Marine Corps. How do I know? But with those two exceptions, all the military I know, and living where I do, I get to meet quite a few, they're all 100%, most of them Bible-believing, certainly constitutionally-minded people who serve because they believe that America is the greatest country that ever was in the world, that it is an exceptional place, and they're willing to put their lives on the line for that idea.
Amen. Larry, you know what? There's the hope, and that's what we leave on, folks. It's alive in the hearts of people. It's alive. When they swear that oath, either A, if they break it, the people deal with them. B, if they keep it, they're going to keep it and protect our liberties, which is their purpose and their job to be out there. And, folks, we honor that sacrifice. Without sacrifice, there's no redemption. Without redemption, there's no true liberty. That's what we understand, not only as Christians, but as Americans in this country. And just as you said, Larry, we'll see you on the court, Skinny. We have a man right now that can overlook, probably look out his window and see the graves in Arlington Cemetery. Every single day, he probably passes by Arlington, Virginia numerous times, unless he tells his helicopter not to fly past it. And he's doing disdain unto the blood, folks. It's not just your rights and my rights. It's unto the blood. And that requires a higher judgment. That requires a higher uprising of the American people to throw this off and deal with it. Mr. Eric Holder is on his way to criminality because of, like you said, Larry, you know these people. Mr. Issa and Mr. Gowdy, they're not letting him go. Sink your teeth in, folks. This is our country, not theirs. Martial law, let them declare it, but law is given by God. And God's law is what stands. What we need is martial law on those that refuse to keep their oaths and break the law in the White House or in Congress or wherever they are as serving as civil servants. And I appreciate every single one of you listening to this radio program. We do. Our hats are off to you and the Sons of Liberty here. Our hats are off to you because it's those liberties that you're willing to protect that we even have liberty in this country. Larry, I got to leave this on that type of a note. How can folks reach out to you and how do they become a part of what you're doing? Because I love the hope that you bring.
Well, go to gunowners.org. You can sign up there for a free email alert that we use to keep people posted on what's happening, as well as provide a built-in mechanism with another email to keep Congress accountable. Let them know that you're watching, which the staff often tell us is very effective. So gunowners.org, you can also join there. If you are used to electronic commerce, you can do it, or you can download our address and send something off in the mail.
Awesome. Thank you very much, Larry. And I'm actually a member of gunowners.org, and I get your letters. Amen. We appreciate you. You know what? It's us. It's like Benjamin Franklin said. We're going to either hang together or we're going to hang separately. And that's the purpose of liberty. Liberty is to hang together. There's unity in liberty, and there's liberty in unity. And folks, you want to support that organization, gunowners.org. Now, I just want to quick give a recap of this UN resolution, just to put more, even more steam into your, well, it's hot enough today in Minnesota, but even more steam into your attitudes. The United Nations and what he's seeking to do isn't just your typical, oh, well, we want to, you know, keep our children safe and we got to, you know, gun registration. He's trying to usurp the Constitution of the United States, which he's done since day one when he said, I want to fundamentally transform this country. He's done it since day one. He's trying to usurp your Constitution and your liberties by going to the UN. And this is the guys, folks, you got to put on your discernment here. The treaty is necessary to prevent rogue countries from being able to purchase guns from arms dealers. Baloney. It's always aimed at America. They could care less about third world countries across this world. If they did, they'd be doing more to help their governments and removing regimes. And the way that they do it is they want to use our military. There's no love for anybody. This is gunned and aimed at you. Secondly, what it's trying to do is say that the UN can determine gun laws, gun regulations for all the countries that are part of the UN. Well, guess what? The only country worth anything in the UN is the United States of America that has liberty that they want to attack. This is all about an assault. And here your president is trying to hand them over the power. That's his mind. In his wickedness and corruptness, that is what he's doing. That is why Hillary Clinton is out there trying to barter away your rights as much as possible, keeping her face on this one world system we have called the United Nations. It's aimed at you. The cannons are aimed at you. But here's the problem that they have, folks. And I leave it on this, because this is hope. They've got one cannon. And they've got a lot of microphones. And they've got the mainstream media. But that's it. You folks, I'll bet 90% of the people listening to this show right now love the Second Amendment and practice the Second Amendment because God gave them the liberty to keep and bear arms. And folks, every one of your guns and your cannons are 50,000 times bigger than any regime on this planet. The only way wicked men prevail over you, with gun, without gun, is if you refuse to obey the laws that God has established. Because then God is left off. And what did our signers do in the Declaration of Independence? They made a pledge before divine providence and to Almighty God. Because they knew wherein our liberties and our rights come from. Folks, if we do not deal, and you're going to find this again, I encourage you, please read the column. You can find it on Facebook too. Bradley's latest column, The Modern Conservative Spineless Capitulators. Maybe it's you that needs to run for office. Maybe it's you that needs to run for county commissioner, governor, state legislature. Maybe it's you that the Lord is calling up because you are willing to protect and defend liberties. Folks, that's not too far off. Look at everyone that God chose in the Bible. God chose Moses. Moses, I'm going to send you back and deliver my people from oppression. Moses, well, you know, I love God. I love his people. But God, you got the wrong guy. You can't, I can't even talk right. How can I get on the floor of the legislature and debate and engage in articulate our argument? I can't talk. God said, perfect. I'm sending you. Moses complained some more. God said, fine, I'll send Aaron with you. And you even saw what Aaron did. Aaron was the one who sold the children of Israel out when he created a golden calf. He's looking for those that will stand on justice. He commands through the book of Amos, the prophet. Again, a prophetic word. That's what the Sons of Liberty are and always have been throughout history. It's a prophetic word from God to his people. He said, but let justice, judgment, run down as waters. This is in Amos 5:24. This is all biblical. This is all tied into God because God is the giver of justice. God is the great lawgiver. Let judgment run down as waters. And righteousness as a mighty stream. God wasn't saying, hey, move aside, Amos. I'm going to make judgment run down like waters and righteousness like a mighty stream. He was talking to the children of Israel. He's talking to you, America. Let judgment run down as waters in your personal life, in your private capacity, and in your state capacity, in your public capacity. And that righteousness as a mighty stream. Folks, he may be calling you to run and stand in the gap. We appreciate you tuning in today, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Check us out again. Like it on Facebook. And folks, we'll be with you tomorrow from 2 to 4 p.m. Central Time. Thanks for tuning in.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG clubs and survival bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.